welcome as you join us for worship on the week beginning the 12th of July 2020. Some of you will be listening, some of you will be listening and watching. Perhaps you have a nice cup of tea or coffee, a bit of toast or a biscuit. You might be sitting in your favourite chair. You might still be cosy in bed. But wherever you are indeed welcome. In our service together this morning, we're hoping to do something that is for people of all ages as we join together to worship God. Our God, who is a great big God and holds us in his hands. We worship together now.
Deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
One of the things that you might have missed doing over these last few months is going for a sleepover with friends. It's good fun to catch up with friends. I don't think there's much sleeping, but there's lots of laughing and enjoying yourselves together. Well, today we are going to hear the story of a man called Daniel and his scary sleepover. I'm going to tell the story and I hope that you'll join with me. Sometimes there will be some actions to do. So you'll hear me say the words "one true God" and we point like this, "one true God." You'll also hear me speak about King Darius. And when you hear me speak about King Darius, we put a crown on. So you can pretend to put a crown on, or if you have one somewhere in the house, you can run and get that. Later on in the story, we'll have to join in some cheering. Hip, hip, hooray. And we'll have to join in with some whispering. And lots of fun as we learn together in a special way about God and how much God looks after us each and every day. So here is the story of Daniel and his scary sleepover. In Babylon, there was a new king. Three cheers then for King Darius. Hip, hip, hooray! Hip, hip, hooray! Hip, hip, hooray! Babylon was a big kingdom. And of course, King Darius could not be everywhere at the one time. So he appointed 120 governors to help him rule over the kingdom. Now that's a lot of governors. And Darius couldn't look out over all of them either. So he appointed three presidents to look after the 120 governors. And one of those presidents was a man named Daniel. Daniel believed in the one true God. He didn't come from Babylon. He arrived as a prisoner many years before, but he had done many good things and he had risen through the ranks to become one of the most important people in the kingdom. He was an outsider, but he was trusted by the king. But wait, the two other presidents were local and they didn't like Daniel the outsider. They wanted to get rid of Daniel. They were jealous because King Darius liked Daniel best of all. And so they started whispering and making plans. They hatched a plan. They knew that Daniel believed in the one true God, and that Daniel prayed every day, not once, not twice, but three times. Upstairs in his house, with the window open, facing towards his home city of Jerusalem. Daniel was a good man. He loved God and he showed his faith in God by praying. So the two presidents went to King Darius with a plan. "Everyone agrees that you're the best king ever," they said. "Everyone agrees that you should be honoured above everyone else. Everyone agrees that you should be treated like God. So let there be a command for 30 days that no one should pray to anyone or anything except to you alone." Well, King Darius was flattered. He liked to be thought of as special. He was rather full of himself. So he agreed. What harm could there be? The new law was proclaimed. Only pray to the king. Only pray to the king. Only pray to the king. Daniel knew about the new ruling, but Daniel always put the one true God first, so he couldn't keep the rule. He continued to open his window and face towards Jerusalem and pray three times a day. He prayed to the one true God. Well, the two presidents spotted him. They dragged him before King Darius. And the two presidents accused him of breaking the law. and they reminded the king that his law could never be changed. There was anger in their voices, and they shouted and they waved their fists. King Darius was sad. He was sad because he knew there was only one punishment for breaking this law. And it was the worst punishment ever, to be thrown into a den of lions. Roar! The king did not want to do it. He tried to find a way around it. He tried everything possible, but it had to be. Daniel was taken away. The great stone over the lion's den was pushed away, and Daniel was thrown in. Wah! And Daniel landed at the foot of the pit. And from the top, everyone could hear the lions growling. They were mean. They were restless. They were hungry. Poor Daniel didn't stand a chance. But suddenly, standing right there in the lion's den, was a giant of an angel, stronger and bigger than any lion. Stop! You shall not touch Daniel tonight. It's not feeding time, but sleeping time, said the angel. He began to stroke the lions so that their growling became a great purring. One by one, each lion lay down peacefully, and the purring became a deep lion snoring. I don't think Daniel slept, but he was kept safe. God did send help. Well, the next morning, King Darius, who hadn't slept a wink all night for worry and for praying and for hoping that Daniel would be kept safe, came rushing to the entrance of the den. The stone was dragged back. Daniel, are you safe? Has God rescued you? Shouted King Darius. Daniel shouted back, may the king live forever. My God knew that I was innocent and sent an angel to keep the lions from eating me. I am safe. The one true God has saved me. Praise God! Praise God! Daniel was brought out of the den alive and well. Daniel always put God first. So because of that, God put Daniel first and kept him safe. And King Darius learnt a big lesson. He knew that the one true God was also a God who wanted to keep his people safe. You know, this is a story that has encouraged Christians for years and years and years to trust God, to trust in the one true God, and to know that God is the one who looks after us and keeps us safe. This is a great story for us today to remember to trust God, especially when we're worried and when we're afraid and when we're not sure. God will look after us. Remember how many times God heard Daniel pray each day? Not once, not twice, but three times. God prayed, Daniel prayed to God in the morning, Daniel prayed to God in the middle of the day, and Daniel prayed to God at night. So join with me just as we think about that together. We'll start here. In the morning we pray, Lord Jesus, thank you for the gift of a new day. And then in the middle of the day we pray, Lord Jesus, help us to do what is right and put you first. And then in the evening, Lord Jesus, thank you for all the good things you have given us this day. Amen. That was the story of Daniel and his scary sleepover.
My God is so big, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do. My God is so big, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do. The mountains are his, the rivers are his, the stars are his handiwork too. My God is so big, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do. My God is so great, so strong.
In a moment, we're going to pray together. But before we do that, here's a little message for those of you in Yum Church. Over the next week or so, we're going to deliver these yellow bags to your houses. And inside, you'll find some crafts and activities that you can do over the summertime. And you'll also find a card with Flat Jesus. Do you remember last year the card, and it had the figure of Jesus, and you coloured that in and then you could cut it out, and the idea was to take Jesus with you wherever you were going over the summer. Now, you may not be going away on holiday this year, but whatever you're up to, take Flat Jesus with you, take some photographs, and you can be in them with Flat Jesus or members of your family or your friends, and we'll collect up those photographs towards the end of the summer and see where we've all been. And it's a reminder too, is that God goes with us wherever we are. We're going to take a moment together now to pray. Let us pray. Lord, so great you made the world. Lord, so big you hold it day by day. Lord, so good you gave us life. Lord, so loving, you gave us Jesus. Lord, so forgiving, you help us to start again. Lord, so great, you help scientists and doctors and others to make discoveries that will change our lives. Lord, so big, you call us to care for your world. Lord, so good, you ask us to care for each other. Lord, so loving, help us to show the love of Jesus each day. Lord, so forgiving, help us to forgive each other. And now in the quietness, Lord, hear each of our prayers. Lord, thank you that you are so big, so strong and so mighty that there is nothing that you cannot do. Watch over us and keep us in your love and all our prayers we bring in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Sing like never before. Oh.
To share together this morning in the words of the grace with the actions that we sometimes do in church. So let me remind you both of the actions and the words. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all now and forevermore.